Hey, how's it going? My name is Colton. I am 28 years old. I'm a full-time worker. I've been at my job a little over 7 years and I'm enjoying that. I've been married since March, so about 6 months, and I got to marry my very best friend and looking forward to the adventure ahead. We already have a very full house, minus the kids. We have two dogs and two cats who are always keeping us on our toes and keeping the vet bills high. Wanted to start this podcast to bring my perspective on autism, and whether it's talking about autism itself or just different topics coming from the perspective of someone with autism or just me as an individual who has autism. And hopefully I can break this into different segments, and the three segments I wanted to break it into is, you know, something about me, something about autism, and something about culture. And, you know, individually I want to talk about different aspects of how I've lived with autism, things that have helped me, or just things about me that are maybe unrelated. Obviously, I want to talk about autism, whether it's different articles, different studies, just, for, you know, hopefully I can talk to a variety of people throughout the country and get different perspective, and that's a big part of what I want to do. The main thing that I want to talk about in these podcasts, and the last thing I want to talk about is something about culture and, you know, autistic people have to live in society throughout the world, and it's important to broach different topics because, you know, the world, you know, it's one of those invisible disorders for a lot of people, and, you know, there are a lot of things we need to know, you know, a lot of things going on. And I just think it's important for everyone to be enlightened, including, you know, those with autism. And so those are the three topics, you know, I want to talk about. Hopefully down the line, I'll be able to interview people, you know, meet a lot of new people, get a lot of different perspectives. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to the adventure. So something about me. Today, I want to talk about judo, the martial art slash sport of judo. It helped me out tremendously and influenced me tremendously, and it's a huge part about me, and it also, you know, the part of me with autism, because it gave me a structure, it gave me a lot of stability, and I think that is, you know, it's essential, you know, having, for me, having a pattern was, you know, necessary to function. And so, you know, a lot of the etiquettes in judo and, you know, a lot, it required a lot of concentration, but it also, you know, gave a really good structure, and the social environment was one of the parts that helped me out a lot. I was homeschooled growing up, so in order to get some of the socialism, I had to, you know, we did judo, and it helped me quite a bit, because we were able to travel the country, had a lot of different experiences, got to meet new people, got to see different cultures, even in the U.S. You know, I can remember times when, you know, my judo team put me in a trash can, and I think we were in New York, and as soon as people walked by, I'd start shaking it and scaring people, and, you know, having those crammed minivans full of teammates, you know, traveling, whether it's one state over or, you know, across the country, we made it happen in those little vans. You know, one of my favorite memories was my first national title. I autographed my own poster because I was so excited, and, you know, one of the greatest memories I had was breaking both my hands in a tournament and still coming away with the gold medal. It's something that still sticks to me to this day, and built a lot of character. And, you know, one key memory I have you know, in regards to autism was, you know, I was at a practice one day, and every time I would get in trouble, I would always look to my mom, regardless, like, it just, you know, if somebody was getting on to me for acting up, I would just automatically look over. And finally, you know, one of my coaches was getting on to me, and as soon as I turned my head, my coach blocked my view, and suddenly, you know, that safe spot was taken away, and I had to face my coach. And, you know, I'm sure my mom knew about it, you know, we were all close, so it was just one of those character building exercises that that I had to deal with. But looking back on it now, I'm glad I got to experience it, and, you know, got to learn different leadership skills. You know, I got my black belt when I was about 16, and it you know, leading up to it, I would know I was getting a lot of flack from my sensei, and I was just trying to figure out why is this guy messing with me. And like 2 weeks later, I got my black belt, and he was trying to, you know, cement in me the leadership skills that are necessary to become a sensei. And I'll never forget those experiences. And I got to meet a lot of different people in North Carolina where I did judo. I met a lot of Native Americans, and then in Atlanta I got to meet a lot of black folk. And, you know, that diversity helped me a lot, you know, being able to meet different people. And I know I met people of different faiths, things like that, and, you know, got to have a lot of deep conversations with people. And so just a fantastic experience. Judo is a sport in martial art that's mostly grappling and throwing, no kicking, no punching, nothing like that. So, you know, if you're a parent listening and you think of and you're trying to think of something productive, something to help your kid out if they have autism, I would highly recommend something like, you know, any martial art. But, you know, I'm very partial to judo, just having done it, you know, since I was 5 years old. It's a great way to get kids out of the house, get some structure, and just have a good time. I think it'll be awesome. So the second thing I want to talk about was something about autism. I mentioned it before, but I'll mention it again. About, I think it's 1 in 55 kids are believed to have autism. Something like 1 in 42 boys, 1 in, I think, 150 or 180. Yeah, it's a higher number for girls. And, you know, I read a recent article, or I read an article within the past year about, you know, why the occurrence of autism is increasing. And one of the theories was that there's better awareness throughout the country, particularly, you know, research is going, you know, talking to the black community, and also, you know, talking to different people of color, and, you know, getting a more accurate gauge of what or how many kids or how many people have autism. And I think that's absolutely wonderful. I think that's, you know, gives us much more accurate picture, and it does show, you know, it is I don't know about common, but, you know, it is a fairly frequent occurrence. And so, you know, it's something we as a society need to get a grip on. You know, even though it is an issue, it affects families in so many different ways, and, you know, there are different functionalities with autism because it's a spectrum. And so different families are affected different ways. So the more we can learn, the more effectively we can treat individuals, you know, for their individual needs. Not to say, you know, it's a total handicap or anything like that. But, you know, again, there are different variations. No, I don't think any one or any two autistic kids are the same, or autistic people are the same. So it's really important to find different ways of dealing with those needs. And I know, you know, looking at myself, there were, you know, the things I needed were different from other people that I've known to have autism, what they needed. So, you know, finding, you know, getting more information and being able to go into more communities is going to be really effective in helping those with different needs. And, you know, just because there's a high prevalence, you know, doesn't mean that those affected are less, or that it's, you know, an epidemic that must be wiped out or something like that. It's, you know, it is what it is. You know, it does affect many communities, but it also, you know, there is a certain uniqueness that I would never trade. You know, and it may be strange to say that, but it's absolutely accurate that everything about autism makes me me. Yes, maybe I'd like to be able to do better in math, or maybe I'd like to, you know, make eye contact with people better, but also those things make me me. And, you know, I know my parents would never want to change any part of who I am. You know, they're both very proud of what I've been able to accomplish. And the last thing I wanted to talk about is something about culture. And this is something that I think will evolve as I go along with this podcast. Hopefully I'll be able to continue and make a dent. But, you know, I want to talk about, you know, just about everything, whether it's sports, music, hot button issues, you know, news, you know, just different things that we have to, you know, people in general have to deal with every day. You know, the news is always, there's always doom and gloom in the news, and, you know, it's important to decipher what's going on, and, you know, and maybe help, you know, getting some of that from someone with an autistic perspective can help, maybe not, but it's something I definitely want to get into. I have a lot of opinions. I don't really talk a whole lot, but once I get talking, I guess it's hard to shut me up if I have a strong opinion. But I do enjoy thinking about philosophy, things like that. You know, when it comes to music, I enjoy all genres of music. Anybody that knows me knows that I'm a huge Starset fan. It's a really cool sci-fi oriented group. Sports, I love Notre Dame College, Atlanta Falcons, professional, Atlanta Braves, Atlanta Hawks. I'm a very depressed sports fan, if you can't tell by my choices, but, you know, I wouldn't mind talking about some of those issues. But one thing I want to talk about, kind of a hot button issue, is tribalism in our society. It does seem like we're in a place of a huge divide. It's unfortunate, but in society, particularly in political discourse, folks seem to be on a team instead of hearing each other out, you know, instead of reaching across the aisle, you know, so to speak. And for me, you know, talking to people, you know, at work, outside of work, at, you know, in, you know, all my best friends, you know, everybody has something different to say. Nobody is simply one or the other until you get into a heated discussion. All of a sudden you're, you know, having to defend things that you either, you know, you wouldn't normally defend. And it's unfortunate because it's, you know, I think nobody is strictly left or right, or even straight down the middle. I think we all have different perspectives, different angles on things. We might be, you know, one person might be liberal in these two issues and conservative on these three, and then straight down the middle on one. I've never met anybody with a strict right or left, unless you end up getting in a heated discussion, which is unfortunate, because it just seems like if one says something that isn't the status quo on a liberal conservative side, they're kind of castigated and shunned and labeled into the opposition camp. Like, you know, they can only be one or the other. And that's not how it works. And I think we can discuss different things, have disagreements on topics, and still respect each other. And there's nothing wrong with disagreement, unless we start disregarding and disrespecting those with different opinions. And, you know, that it seems like a really important time in society. You know, even if we don't agree, even if what we, you know, if what a speaker says seems to be, you know, morally completely outrageous, you know, in my opinion, they still deserve the, you know, they still deserve a chance to speak. And that's what our First Amendment guarantees. And, you know, and that's what, you know, leads me to be able to do what I do, is the ability, you know, is the First Amendment, the right to free speech. And so, that's something, something about culture. And so we cover all three topics. I hope you enjoyed this, and hopefully I'll have more to say. Thanks for listening.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.